Hey, thanks for spending part of your day with us here at the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. If you can't stay all day, that's all right. Come back and visit us online at npr.org/Bryant Park.
And enjoy the stylings of Matt Martinez and Trish McKinney.
Oh, the rundown.
It's the greatest thing on the web. And there's a lot of great stuff
classic.
On the web.
It's the classic. I'm Allison Stewart along with Bill Wolf, and we got a little lonely. So rounded up the staff, as we do at least once every show, to take a look at the most emailed, most blogged, most commented, most popular, most viewed stories on the web. Let's do the most. From the control room, our editrix, Trisha McKinney.
Yes, not tricking you today. All right, so I know I'm an idiot. All right, I have one of the most viewed stories on MSNBC.
Hold it together.
I can't do it.
Oh,
all right, I picked this just because of the headline. If this is false labor, what's that in my pants leg?
Hello.
What?
It's a story about an Ohio woman who got sent home from the hospital. She thought she was in labor, went to the hospital. They said, no, it's false labor, because she wasn't actually due until later this month. And they sent her home, and it turns out she was in real labor. She had her baby delivered in her driveway, and there is a pants leg involved, but that's all I'm going to say.
She was standing in the driveway, and she's like, honey, I think the baby's in my pants. And he was.
Yeah.
So then she just, boop, as she put it, boom, it just happened. I think that was the quote from the article.
Yes, but it was a girl, a 4-pound, 3-ounce girl. So congratulations.
There you go. Hey, Caitlin, what do you have?
Well, my story is not nearly as exciting, but I do have a story of something else. A wrecked schooner that washed up ashore off Cape Cod. The 19th century schooner washed up onto Newcomb Hollow Beach. It was the real, like, they call it the chest of the ship, the timbers and planks held together by wooden pegs, and it's over 100 years old. And this naturally attracted a ton of people to the beach in this cold time of year. And my favorite was this quote from Annalise Barrio, who brought her 4-year-old grandson, Jack. And she said, it's unbelievable. The storm had to be wicked rough to bring this in.
Sure did there, guys.
Yeah, it's going to be wicked rough.
She had to say wicked. And it's really sad because 4-year-old Jack wanted to take a piece of the ship home. He grabbed an 18-inch piece of timber and handed it to his grandmother. She put it under her arm. They're headed back to the car, and they got stopped by one of the National Park Service members who made them put it back because, of course, they're photographing, documenting, and mapping the wreckage.
Well,
so poor little Jack.
Because the finders, keepers, losers, weepers law was taken off the books.
Yes. Yeah.
It doesn't exist at the Cape.
And then they said that it'll probably the remnants of the ship will probably just be washed out with the tide, so they should have just let Jack take it home,
I think. Jack, go back next week, buddy. Could be for you. Matt, where's your most from? What's the headline?
The headline is Mr. Hospitality Remembered in Salt Lake.
Aww.
This is from the Salt Lake Tribune, one of the most popular there. Thomas Sieg died on Monday. He was 70 years old, and he was just a famous restaurateur in the city. He opened the New Yorker, Market Street Grill, Market Street Oyster Bar. These are big deals
down there, really are.
Yeah, and he basically, it says he initiated an era of fine dining Utah had not seen in 30 years, and he took downtown buildings that were abandoned and created these fine eateries, and he was one of the first restaurateurs to fly in fresh fish, which, you know, was a mark of how wonderful these restaurants
were.
Not
much of that in the old
Great
Salt Lake.
No, not a whole lot.
Intermountain West.
And so that is one of the most popular at the Salt Lake Trip right now.
All right, Ian, where is your most popular from? What's the headline?
Mine is a most emailed from ABC News, and the headline is Ralph Nader flirts with presidential bid. Yes, he's back.
Wait, you said tomorrow's Groundhog Day, or...?
Exactly. I think I've been through this before.
Well played, Bill Wolf.
Thank you.
Yeah, so Nader has established an exploratory committee and launched a website. He did this after Kucinich dropped out, and he says it has nothing to do with Edwards dropping out. He was planning on doing it all along.
He just thinks he can win.
Yes, that must be what it is. So he, you know, as Nader is wont to do, he has some harsh words for the front-running candidates on Obama. His most distinctive characteristic is the extent to which he censors himself. On John McCain, Senator McCain is the candidate of perpetual war.
Doesn't hold back.
No, he had some harsh words for Clinton, too.
What's her problem? Did he specify?
Well, he basically said, look, I don't like Bill Clinton. Nobody really looks at Bill Clinton's record. And it's all about Bill. Bill just wants 8 more years, and Hillary's his ticket. That's Nader's line on Hillary Clinton.
Wow.
Apropos, I have shopped in the produce section at Whole Foods with Ralph Nader. Also, Dennis Kucinich.
Well, wow. Dennis Kucinich is a vegan.
Well,
he won't eat food that casts a shadow.
Was he a spoiler to any of the vegetables there?
No, he wasn't.
That's a joke about how people call me.
Well played, Ian.
Yeah,
yes.
Trisha McKinney, our editor, you're in studio. You've got one more, right? Is it late breaking most? Is that what's going on?
Nah, they're just busy in the control room getting Will Leach on the line, so I thought I'd run in here and do this.
Okay.
You know, we're a live show. We've got moving pieces. Okay. So I have one of the most viewed on Yahoo News, and their headline is Lottery Winner's Secret Wish. I would rewrite that headline and say something like, Lottery Winner hopes he can beat the odds again, because this is a guy who won $38 million in the British National Lottery, but unfortunately he has a 1 in 10 chance of living to enjoy it because of a potentially fatal heart condition that he has.
So poor man.
This guy just won all this money and he's like, I would trade everything just to be sure I could have more time to spend with my wife.
There is a lottery curse, I've decided. You know, you keep hearing about people win these giant sums of money and then their lives just disintegrate.
Well, also, so many of them wind up bankrupt and everybody and their families hate them when they, you know, everybody shows up wanting $5 million, they don't get it, then they hate.
Maybe this guy has the money now to find an amazing cure.
That's kind of where I'm hoping this goes.
Yeah. Let's go hopeful.
Get some help. Spend that money nicely.
All right. You can click through to any of these stories. Baby in the Pants, Lottery Winner, Rex Schooner, Fine Dining in Utah, and Ralph Nader's back.
That's
quite a roundup. It's all at our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. Thanks, everybody.
Later.